Thank you for your commitment to our city. Jackie has been playing baseball since he was four. Now, at 9 years old, his favorite positions are pitcher and catcher. This year, he and his team pulled out a winning season with a record of 16-6. And guess what, Ben? Jackson also made the 2023 10U All-Star team. Well done, Jackson. All right, Jackson. Let's see that All-Star arm of yours, buddy. Oh, yeah. We can see live. How about that? Well done, Jackson. I'll bend the nerve one more time for Jackson. Now go! Thank you for joining us, Jackson. Hey, enjoy the game tonight.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Albuquerque Isotopes Game 5 of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the Colorado Rockies. Well, this has been a tight series. Each of the last two games has gone to extra innings, and the two teams have split the first four games of this series, 2-2. The Rainiers won yesterday in the 10th inning by a final score of 4-3 when Taylor Trammell hit a two-out liner over the head of the center fielder to bring in Pat Valleca from second base with the game's winning run. And the Rainiers looking to build upon that momentum here today. A win today would get the Rainiers back to the 500 mark on the year. They're 33-34. They're facing an Albuquerque team that is 26-41 on the season. Our pitchers in this one for the Rainiers, Tommy Malone is the starter. He's 3-1 with a 3.68 ERA. He's still coming back from some shoulder soreness and building up his pitch count. He'll probably only throw about 50 pitches today. He'll be opposed by Albuquerque right-hander Noah Davis out of UC Santa Barbara, making his seventh start for the Isotopes. He's 0-1 with a 6.46 ERA. So Noah Davis on the hill for Albuquerque, Tommy Malone for the Raiders. Should be a fun one tonight on a cloudy evening here in Tacoma. It is dry tonight, however, so that's a positive as we get ready for Game 5 of this series. When we come back, we'll revisit last night's Raiders extra innings victory when the pregame show continues after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The Tacoma Raiders taking on the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight. Game 5 of this 6-game series that wraps up with the day game tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Then the Raiders hit the road off to El Paso, Texas next week and won't be back home until Wednesday, June 28th. Well, yesterday the Raiders won in the 10th inning, 4-3. Had a great start from Darren McCacken, went 7 innings, but gave up a 2-run homer with 2 outs in the 7th that gave Albuquerque a 3-2 lead. But the Raiders tied it in the bottom of the 7th inning on a 2-out RBI double off the bat of Mason McCoy. And then we went to the bullpens, and the Raiders had a 3-up, 3-down inning from Taylor Williams, and then 2 scoreless innings from Diego Castillo. And that included, for Diego, a scoreless top of the 10th when that automatic runner was placed at second base to start the inning. It's hard to pitch a scoreless inning in that situation. And Castillo did it in the top of the 10th, which set the stage for Taylor Trammell's game-winning hit in the bottom of the 10th. Right, here's one last night by the final score of 4-3. Let's check out the starting lineups in tonight's game when we come back after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes, who have a record of 26 wins and 41 losses. The Colorado Rockies AAA club is managed by Pedro Lopez. Leading off, playing center field, is Jonathan Daza. Batting second, the left fielder Jimmy Herron. Hitting third and playing second base is Cole Tucker. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Michael Tolia from Gig Harbor. Batting fifth, playing third base for Albuquerque is Aaron Shunk. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Trevor Boone. Brian Servin bats seventh. He does the catching. Hitting eighth and playing first base, fresh off the injured list today, Jonathan Morales. And batting ninth, shortstop Connor Kaiser. On the mound, Noah Davis. Davis 0-1 with a 6.46 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 33-34 on the season. The Mariners' AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing second base is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the center fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Cade Marlowe bats cleanup. He's in left field. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting sixth is designated hitter Adam Engel. Hitting seventh and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Colin Moran bats eighth. He's at third base. And hitting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Tommy Malone, 3-1 with a 3.68 ERA. Umpires, Cody Clark has the plate. Paul Clemens at first. Brian Fritch at third. That'll do it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one. Tommy Malone on the mound. Jonathan Daza stands in. Here we go. First pitch of the game, and it is taken inside for a ball, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Now Malone into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch is taken for ball two just outside. Malone barely missing with these first two pitches. 62 degrees, the game time temperature here. Little breeze blowing out towards center. 2-0 pitch down low, ball three. So three balls, no strikes to Jonathan Daza. Daza. Right-hand hitter, Malone's 3-0. Low ball four, four-pitch walk to start the game. That's not very Tommy Malone-like. He is known for his impeccable command, and these four pitches all just barely missed the zone. And heading down to first base with a walk is Daza. Malone is 3-1 with a 3.68 ERA. In 36 and two-thirds innings, he has walked, well, that was his 15th, and he has struck out 32. He's allowed 32 hits. Here's his pitch now to Herron, and this misses down low for a ball, 1-0. We are using the automated ball strike challenge system today. That means the plate umpire Cody Clark is calling the pitches, and the players can challenge and go to the automated system for a final ruling. There's a breaking ball for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1 to Heron. Heron hitting 267 with 8 homers. 1-1 pitch on its way from Malone, and it is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Right here's hoping for a double play grounder in the infield. Got Haggerty at second, McCoy at short, and Moran at third. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a change, and there's strike two. Cooper Hummel playing first base, holding the runner on. O'Keefe behind the plate. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Trammell in center, and Deloach in right. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with back-to-back changeups, and down goes Heron, and there's the first out in the top of the first inning. So Malone with his first strikeout of the evening. And now Cole Tucker comes to the plate. Tucker hitting 315 in 20 games with 2 homers. Just recently activated off the injured list, and he's having a good series. First pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss at the change, and it's strike two. So no balls, 2 strikes. Malone out in front of Tucker. Now the pitch is down low and away. 1-2. Right ears didn't have any roster moves today. Albuquerque had 4. They lost a relief pitcher to the big leagues. Gavin Hollowell called up by the Rockies. So they replaced him by activating the former Rainier, Phillips Valdez, who could pitch tonight. 1-2 pitch to Tucker. Swung on and bounced foul. And then they also activated the catcher Jonathan Morales from the injured list, although he's in the lineup playing first base today. And Yorvis Torrealba placed on the development list. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tucker, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Malone. And 2 men are gone at the top of the first inning. So that'll bring Tolia to the plate. Tolia, the Gig Harbor High School alum, hitting 240 for Albuquerque in 55 games with 10 homers, 38 runs batted in. Switch hitter bats right-handed against Malone, and the pitch with the runner going is up high for a ball. O'Keefe's throw is there and on the money, and the tag applied, and Daza is caught stealing, and there is the final out at the top of the first inning. Ryan O'Keefe with the throw down to Haggerty for the tag. And Albuquerque does not score at the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Albuquerque nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it. We install it. And we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At
Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, the Isotopes did not score at the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty leading things off, and the first pitch from Noah Davis is laced foul down the right field line, and that is strike one. Sounds like we've got a lineup change for Albuquerque. They have Hunter Stovall playing shortstop instead of the announced shortstop Connor Kaiser. Now the pitch to Haggerty is inside for a ball. So Stovall out there at short with Tucker at second base, Morales at first, and Shunk at third. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Noah Davis on the hill for the Topes. 26-year-old righty, grew up in Newport Beach. That pitch is a swing and a miss. 2-2 now. And this is Davis's first time facing the Red Ears. He was in the big leagues when Tacoma played Albuquerque earlier this season. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Haggerty goes down swinging, and one man is out at the bottom of the first. In fact, Noah Davis pitched against the Mariners April 16th. Up here and tossed five shutout innings. Now Taylor Trammell, the batter. Davis into his motion, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike. Bowen won the count to Trammell, had the game-winning hit in the 10th inning last night. Davis's pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-1. Trammell batting 253 with four homers in 75 at-bats. 360 on base percentage for the Rainiers. Had two hits yesterday. 1-1 pitch from Davis, down and in for a ball, 2-1. Davis now with the pitch, and Trammell ropes it to deep left center. Daza on the run. Look it up, but it is gone. A line drive home run for Taylor Trammell to left center. A rocket. It was hit hard enough to get out of here. The question was, would it stay high enough? It did. It just did clear the top of the fence. And Trammell with his fifth homer, and the Red Ears with a 1-0 lead. Got out of here in a hurry. A rocket to left center. Low liner of a homer. The home run stats on that one could be interesting. We'll check in a moment on that. As the pitch to O'Keefe misses for a ball. Well, it was 105 miles per hour off the bat. The distance isn't going to be too much farther than the fence distance out there, the wall distance. 392, they say, the computer says. So 392 feet, 105 miles off the bat. 1-1 to O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on and blooped behind first, and backing up to catch it is Morales. And that is the second out of the inning. Little flare over first, and sometimes those fall in for hits, but not this time. Morales able to move back and catch it. Now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlow batting .226 in 46 games with four homers, .290 on base percentage. Had a double and a walk yesterday. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And Davis's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And that does it for Marlow, and it ends the bottom of the first inning. So Marlow strikes out on three pitches to wrap up the first. One run scores for the Red Ears on the Trammell homer. There was one hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the second inning. It is Tacoma 1, Albuquerque nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool,
yeah, one more time,
is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
One nothing, Tacoma leads Albuquerque. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone to face Michael Tolia, and the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Tolia was batting in the first inning with two outs when Daza was caught stealing to end the inning, so he starts with a fresh count in the second. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch coming from Malone, and it is swung on and popped up. Foul. Looking for it is O'Keefe behind the plate. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. Tolia fouls out to the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. Update on the Albuquerque lineup, the shortstop change. We had announced that Connor Kaiser was the starting shortstop hitting ninth. It's just a straight swap. Hunter Stovall hitting ninth and playing shortstop for Albuquerque instead. Here's the pitch to Shunk, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Aaron Shunk hitting .322, 10 homers, .366 on base percentage. 1-0 pitch is over for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is a change and a swing and a miss. Strike two. So Malone's going to be limited to approximately 50 pitches tonight. Now the 1-2. Is hit in the air to right field, and lining it up is Deloach, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. That'll bring up Boone. So we're going to see a lot of Rainier's relief pitchers in this one. Seems likely that They'll try to get multiple innings, I would think, out of probably Stephen Kolek and Blake Wyman, who have each had a couple of days off, and Ryan Ryder, who have each had 2 days off since their last appearance. First pitch to Boone is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a high fly, deep and foul down the left field line. No balls, two strikes to Boone. Malone into his motion and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Boone looking out towards Malone. Now the lefty's 1-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Boone, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Malone with his third strikeout here of the evening. Three up, three down at the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Tacoma 1, Albuquerque nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Red Ears up 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Albuquerque Isotopes. 11th meeting of the year between the two teams. The first 10 games have been an even split, 5-5. Now the pitch to Zach Deloach leading off the bottom of the second from Noah Davis, and it's high for a ball, 1-0. The game tomorrow between these two teams is the last meeting of the year between the Rainiers and the Isotopes. We won't see them again till 2024. Here's a pop-up on the left side, and with a late adjustment, and then dropped by Shunk, the third baseman. It looked like he had it all the way, and the wind is blowing, and he had to make a late adjustment. Still reached out and appeared as if he was there. And a little extra reach, and it popped out of the end of his glove. And Deloach is on. So the Red Ears get a man on unexpectedly to start the inning. Now Adam Engel is the batter, and he fouls off this first pitch. There's strike one. Air charge to Shunk at third base, dropping the pop fly. And that's a surprise from him. He's a good defensive player. Here's the 0-1 to Engel. And this is popped up behind first, giving chase is Morales down the first baseline, and he can't catch up with it. It's a foul ball, lands just for a strike. And it's no balls, two strikes to Engel. Engel had an RBI single yesterday, the day after his nine-game hitting streak ended, so he's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 contests. Now the 0-2 pitch. No, a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Deloach. Now the 0-2 pitch, check swing, and he did not go around on a pitch in the dirt. Ball one to Engel, one ball, two strikes. Now here comes the 1-2 from Davis. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Engel has struck out for the first out at the bottom of the second inning. The Isotopes have Phillips Valdez warming up in the bullpen. I don't know if he's warming up because Davis may have a short start today, or if it's just because Valdez was activated from the developmental list today, and maybe this is when he's getting a little work in on the side. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Hummel. Hummel hitting .232 with two homers, 42 walks, and a .418 on base percentage. He was on base a couple of times last night and scored a run. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Now toss to first, and back in with a dive over there is Deloach. One nothing Red Ears. We're at the bottom of the second inning on a cool Saturday evening here in Tacoma. 1-1 pitch just inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the pitch hit in the air towards left, tight to the line. Heron over, and he makes the catch in fair territory for the second out of the inning. Hummel flies out to left field. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran, the Red Ears' third baseman today. Was off yesterday, had an RBI double on Thursday. And Moran has hit safely in six of his last seven games. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air, foul, third base side, and out of play. Moran, a former starting third baseman in the major leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he was teammates in Pittsburgh for 3 years with Cole Tucker, who's playing second base for Albuquerque right now. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and crushed to left field. This is deep. It is back. It is gone. On opposite field. Two-run home run for Colin Moran. His fourth of the year. And the Red Ears make it a 3-0 lead here at the bottom of the second inning. Another ball hit very hard the other way. Trammell lined one out of here in the first inning, and now Moran does so in the second. This was a fastball that Moran roped the other direction. Mason McCoy now the batter. McCoy hitting .264 with seven homers on the year, and he swings and fouls one back. There's strike one. So Moran continues to swing the bat well when he's in the lineup here over the course of the last 10 days, 2 weeks. It's been heating up. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. Two homers for the Red Ears tonight. That raises the season total up to 83. Fifth highest among the 10 teams in the Pacific Coast League. No balls, two strikes to McCoy. O-2 pitch from Noah Davis. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider down and away, and that's the fourth strikeout for Davis. So Red Ears get two runs in the bottom of the second inning on one hit. There was one error and no one left on. We go to the third. Tacoma 3, Albuquerque nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, Rainier's off to an early 3-0 lead over the Isotopes of Albuquerque. Where else would you expect to find an isotope? Tommy Malone on the mound. He'll face Brian Servant, Jonathan Morales, and Hunter Stovall. What is an isotope anyway? Well, actually, I have the answer right here. So here's a first pitch to Brian Servant, and it swung out and fouled away, strike one. An isotope is when any of two or more species of atoms of a chemical element with the same atomic number and position in the periodic table and nearly identical chemical behavior, but with differing atomic mass and different physical properties. Next pitch to Servant misses for a ball, 1-1. So that's what an atomic isotope is. That's not what the Albuquerque team is named after, though. Series of swing and a miss, 1-2. They're named after a fictional potential team from the TV series The Simpsons. So now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and grounded to third on one hop, fielded by Moran. Throw to first in time for the out. And one away at the top of the third. Jonathan Morales is next. In a 2001 episode of The Simpsons called Hungry, Hungry Homer, Homer Simpson goes on a hunger strike in order to save his beloved minor league baseball team, the Springfield Isotopes, who had threatened to move to Albuquerque in the show. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Morales. And Homer, who was very hungry, succeeded in saving the team and keeping the Springfield Isotopes in the TV series. It's now 1-1 to Morales. 1-1 pitch is high and away, ball two. In real life, the Calgary Cannons moved to Albuquerque and became the Albuquerque Isotopes. And I guess all attempts at a hunger strike in Calgary failed. 2-1 pitch down, low ball three to Morales. Morales just activated from the injured list today. He did play three games on a rehab assignment in the Arizona Complex League. Next pitch, swing and a miss. So he's been doing that the last couple of days and then flew up to Tacoma and activated by the Topes today. Malone's payoff pitch, down and in, ball four, and Malone has issued his second walk of the game. So runner at first with one out, and now Hunter Stovall is the batter. Stovall. Hitting 292. Three homers, 20 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken for a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. And Stovall says, I want to challenge that. So we've got our first challenge of the night. We're going to check in with the automated ball strike system. And we'll get a look at it on the video board and on MILB TV. And Stovall was right. That pitch is low. So the call is overturned. Albuquerque wins the challenge. The count is one ball, no strikes. And they do not lose one of their challenges. They get three missed challenges. When a team misses its third challenge, as there's one outside, then the team is out for the rest of the game. And last night, both teams eventually lost all three challenges. To Stovall, misses ball three. Tommy Malone behind the count, 3-0. Delivery. In there for a strike, 3-1. Now swinging a foul out of play, and the count is full, 3-2. Two coming from Malone, swung on and lined and caught at third by Moran for the second out of the inning. Stovall out in front of a changeup, and he pulled it sharply to third, and Moran with a leaping catch. So two outs in the top of the third, and now Jonathan Daza with the bat in his hand, standing at home plate, and Malone's pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. So Morales still at first now with two outs. Now the 0-1. Hit in the air to right field. Ranging towards the line is Deloach. He's there, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the third inning. Malone gets Daza to fly out to right field. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tacoma 3, Albuquerque nothing. Phillips Valdez in to pitch for the Topes, and his first pitch to Sam Haggerty is in there for a strike. So it was a short start for Noah Davis. He goes two innings, allows two hits, three runs, one earned, no walks, four strikeouts. Gave up two homers. Valdez with his next pitch to Haggerty, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-1. Valdez was with the Red Ears last year in the second half. Pitched in 18 games for Tacoma. This pitch is bounced to the right of the mound. Off the hill, Valdez. He can't pick it up cleanly, and Haggerty is safe. So Haggerty with his speed motoring up the first baseline. Valdez attempted to pick it up and couldn't pick it up cleanly, and leadoff man's aboard in the bottom of the third inning. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Calling that a hit for Haggerty. Trammell homered to left center, a line shot in the first. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Valdez this year has been with Albuquerque since the start of the season and has actually been used as a starter more than as a reliever. With the Rainiers last year, he was a reliever. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. But in winter ball this past winter in his native Dominican Republic, he pitches for Estrellas, and he was a starter there this past winter, made 10 starts and had a 3.32 ERA in the very high-level Dominican Winter League. So here's a swing and a base hit into right field for Trammell. Moving up to second and stopping there is Haggerty. Trammell with a single to right, and Tacoma has two on with nobody out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe popped up earlier. He's 0-1. Valdez has over 2 years of major league service time, always working as a reliever in the big leagues. Pitch to O'Keefe is bounced up the middle, fielded by Tucker, flips it to Stovall for one, on to first for two. Impressive double play turned by the Topes. On a hard grounder up the middle that kicked off the mound, but Tucker stayed with it and then did a little underhand flip to Stovall for the 4-6-3 double play. Runner at third, two outs for Cade Marlowe, and the pitch is taken for a strike. And the 0-1 down and in for a ball. 1-1. One pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards left center. This is deep. Daza's on the move towards the warning track. It's off the fence and bounces away. Haggerty's going to score. On his way to third is Marlowe. They're waving him, and he stops at third with a triple and an RBI. Cade Marlowe with a triple to left center. This ball really had some carry to it. And it ended up hitting right near the top of the wall in left center. And Marlowe gets his team-leading fifth triple of the year. Right here's now lead 4-0. And they have a runner at third with two outs for Zach Deloach. Reached on an error his first time up, and he swings and pops one up on the left side into shallow left field. On comes Heron, the left fielder, to make the catch, and the inning is over. Red Deers get a run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we move now to the fourth inning with the score Tacoma 4, Albuquerque nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double curlew jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split. It's his movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from durable suede jackets to premium exotic cowboy boots, iconic Western shirts, heavy-duty jeans, and work boots. We provide local same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. You can enjoy in-store pickup with $20 off your next order, and our team of experts can help guide you as you shop when you visit your local Boot Barn.
Four nothing, the Red Deers lead Albuquerque. We go to the fourth. Now the pitch from Tommy Malone is swung on and hit in the air to straightaway center field by Heron. Trammell back, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. In the top of the fourth inning. Well, Malone trying to get to 50 pitches here. That was the approximate limit for him for today's start, his second outing since coming off the injured list. And he's at 44 now with one out of the fourth. The Red Deers have activity in the bullpen. Ryder Ryan is warming up. Pitch to Cole Tucker is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1. Next delivery is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch is grounded towards third. Backhand pickup tight to the line by Moran. Strong throw to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the fourth inning. Cole Tucker grounds out to third. And now Michael Tolia is the hitter. Tolia fouled out to the catcher earlier. So a couple quick outs here for Malone. And now the pitch to Tolia is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1 is pulled foul on the third base side. So one ball, two strikes to Tolia. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. Well, Malone has hit 50 pitches. The 2-2 is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire, Paul Clemens. So it's a full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Swung on and pulled to left, and ranging over is Marlowe. This ball hooks and goes foul. Just a foul ball. So it is still three balls, two strikes. Now Malone's ready. Here comes the 3-2 to Tolia, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Malone gets him swinging. That's his fourth strikeout of the evening, and it wraps up a scoreless top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tacoma 4, Albuquerque nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, it's 4-0. Tacoma leads Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the first pitch to Adam Engel is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Phillips Valdez on the mound, and the pitch to Engel is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and now Engel's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. First place Oklahoma City already clinched the first half title. Now Valdez with the 0-2 to Engel, and it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three. And strikeout number five for Albuquerque pitching tonight. First for Valdez. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Salt Lake hammered Oklahoma City yesterday 14-2. Our home run leader in this league, Joe Adell, ripped his 19th of the season for the Bees. A two-run shot. There's a swing and a miss by Hummel. 0-1 the count. He moved past his teammate, Trey Cabbage, who he was tied for the league lead with. Cabbage with 18. Cabbage had four hits yesterday, but they were all in the park. Singles and doubles. So now the count's 1-1 to Hummel. One pitch is down and in for a ball. 2-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. 3-1. And there's ball four outside, a one-out walk. Hummel heads down to first base. So he has his daily free pass. Colin Moran, the batter, hit a two-run homer his first time up today, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, down and in for a ball, 2-0. Toss to first base, back in, standing up is Hummel. Early 4-0 lead for the Red Ears tonight. And the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Other PCL games yesterday, Round Rock beat El Paso 5-2. Yoshi Setsugo hit a double and a homer, drove in three for Round Rock. He's been hot lately, Setsugo, for the Express. Next pitch to Moran, outside for a ball, 3-1. Round Rock had a good start from the former Rainier and Mariner, Robert Duggar, who went six innings and allowed two runs. Rainiers play El Paso next at their place, starting on Tuesday, and their loss last night dropped them to 29-38 on the year. Runner goes, pitches down and in, ball four. So back-to-back walks with one out at the bottom of the fourth. Hummel is at second and Moran at first. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy struck out in the second. He's 0-1. El Paso struggling right now, but they do have a bunch of former Rainiers who we will see next week. Luis Liberato, Jansen Witte, Ray Kerr, players who were part of the Tacoma Championship squad in 2021. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it is in there for a called strike. Sacramento beat Sugarland yesterday 5-3, getting a big contribution from leadoff man Bryce Johnson, who was 2-for-5 with a homer, drove in a couple of runs. 0-1 to McCoy, bounced slowly to short, fielded by Stovall. He goes to Tucker for one, on to first, in time for two. The inning-ending double play, short to second to first, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man was left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Albuquerque nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Four nothing right here as we go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone is done after four innings, and I think it was 52 pitches. He did not allow a hit or a run. He walked two and struck out four. Very nice outing for Malone, and he turns it over now to Ryder Ryan. And the righty ready to work on Aaron Shunk, and the first pitch is swung on and sprayed into right, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of DeLoach. So Shunk has the Isotopes' first hit of the game, a single to right field to start the top of the fifth inning. Ryan is appearing in his 20th game for Tacoma, 2-2 with a 4.13 ERA. Now the pitch to Trevor Boone, and that one's in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1 on its way to Boone, and it's fouled back. We've been checking out some of the results from the PCL in last night's action, and got one game left to cover. Here's one outside for a ball. The old Reno Las Vegas game played at Las Vegas Ballpark, which was some serious Pacific Coast League action last night, with Reno winning the game 11-10. Now the 1-2 pitch to Boone is outside, 2-2. And in that game, Reno had an 11-4 lead in the third inning. Didn't score again and hung on and won by one run. Now that's some classic Las Vegas style PCL baseball. Here's a slow roller to third. Moran fields it, but then double clutches, can't get the handle on the ball to make a throw, and everyone is safe. They're ruling that an infield single for Boone. And there are two on with no one out for Brian Servant. So Ryan in a bit of trouble here, and his pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. In that Reno 11-10 win at Las Vegas, remarkably, no home runs were hit by either team. 21 runs on the board in Las Vegas, where everyone hits homers, and no homers. Here's a bouncer back towards the hill. Ryan has it, and he has only one play. That's to first base. He was first looking to third, but it was a race to third base between the base runner Shunk and Moran, the Rainiers' third baseman, and Ryan decided not to risk it and made sure he got an out on the play, and he threw out Servin at first base, playing it safe on that one. So one out, runners at second and third for Jonathan Morales. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now here's a swing and a chopper to the left of the mound. Charging is McCoy. Barehand pickup and throw to first. Nicely done to get Morales. The run scores from third. Shunk crossing the plate and Boone takes third. There are now 2 outs. McCoy with a barehand pick and throw to get Morales at first base. Now 4-1, runner at third, 2 down for Hunter Stovall, who lined out to Moran his first time up and is 0-1. And the check swing, foul tip, got a piece of O'Keefe behind the plate, and he's in some pain. And it's going to take a moment to walk that off. Stovall back in the batter's box now as O'Keefe is ready to continue. 0-1 the count. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-1. Misses ball two. Two-one delivery to Stovall. Swing and a bouncer foul. Two-two coming to Stovall. And it is a swing and a foul off his left foot. The batter's box still 2-2. Now here's a pitch that misses for a ball, and it's a full count, 3-2. Ryder Ryan's last outing was on Wednesday in the second game of this series. He pitched 2 innings in that ball game, allowing 1 unearned run. Here's his 3-2 to Stovall, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2. Payoff pitch again from Ryan. Swung on, bounced to the left of the mound. Another weak grounder. Ryan off the hill has it. Throws to first in time for the out. And that wraps up the top of the fifth. A lot of weak contact there against Ryder Ryan, and he ends up allowing a run on 2 hits. No errors, 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. Tecoma 4, Albuquerque 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Tecoma 4, Albuquerque 1. Sam Haggerty leading off the inning. First pitch from Valdez is grounded sharply right to Cole Tucker, the second baseman, who fields it and throws out Haggerty. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Taylor Trammell will come to the plate. Trammell has homered and singled in this one. Two for two. Had the game-winning hit yesterday. And he takes a strike from Valdez, 0-1 the count. Mariners lost today in 11 innings to the White Sox, and that series is now even Steven, 1-1, going into the rubber match tomorrow. Series one down and in to Trammell. This was one that got away from the Mariners. They had a one-run lead in the ninth, and, you know, Paul Sewald's having a great year as the closer, but the White Sox were able to tie the game against him today. 1-1 pitch to Trammell, in for a strike, 1-2. And the White Sox then won it with a run in the 11th inning. As the Mariners got the elusive scoreless inning of relief in the top of the 10th with the automatic runner at second base, setting the stage to win the game in the bottom of the 10th, and couldn't get the run home, and couldn't score in the 11th inning either. When they were down by one. So there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Trammell is the second out of the inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. The White Sox had heroics from a AAA call-up named Zach Remillard, who was in his major league debut. Didn't even start the game, entered the game in the fourth inning when Tim Anderson left. Remillard's an infielder, and he ended up getting his first three major league hits, including, get this, the game-tying RBI single off Sewald in the ninth and the go-ahead RBI single off Saucedo in the 11th. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by O'Keefe. 1-1. Zach Remillard, who I had not previously heard of. He must be... Yeah, you know, sometimes there's players in the International League who never come over to the Pacific Coast League, and their names are unfamiliar. As there's a pop-up hit to Tucker, and he catches it for the final out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order, and we are on our way to the sixth inning. It is Tecoma 4, Albuquerque 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Right here's lead Albuquerque 4-1 going to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Ryder Ryan on for a second inning of relief work. He'll face the top of the order, Jonathan Daza, Jimmy Aaron, and Cole Tucker. Daza settling in. He's 0-1 with a walk and a flyout. Right-hand hitter. And Ryan with the pitch. Swung on, bounced right to the second baseman, Haggerty, who fields it. Didn't even have to move, and he throws to first and gets Daza. One pitch, one out to start the sixth inning. Ryan's getting them to hit the ball on the ground in the infield. That's five straight hitters who have hit a grounder in the infield against him. Most of them quite weak, although that was more of a normal speed grounder right there. Here's the pitch to Heron, and it's in at the D's for a strike, 0-1. Ryan now with the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is taken for a ball, and that evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Jimmy Heron, left fielder for Albuquerque. 1-1 pitch over for a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Slider there from Ryder Ryan. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. The 1-2 pitch is up high, two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 down and in, ball three, and Heron has worked a full count, three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Still 3-2. On deck is Tucker. Now Ryan with his 3-2 to Heron. And it is swung on and hit up sharply on one hop to short. McCoy flags it down and throws to first for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the sixth inning. So Heron hits a sharp one hopper right to McCoy. Two outs for Tucker. Cole Tucker has struck out and grounded out so far. And Ryan's pitch is taken for a called strike. Ball one pitch. Swing and a foul back, and the count now is 0-2. Now this one is down low. One ball, two strikes. Tomorrow's 135 game wraps up the homestand. Kyle Hart starts for Tacoma. Luis Sessa for Albuquerque. Now the 1-2 to Tucker. Swung on, hit in the air towards the left field foul line. Over goes Marlowe, and he makes the catch before crossing into foul territory. Fair ball for the final out of the inning. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth. Ryder Ryan sets him down in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 4, Albuquerque 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Albuquerque 1. New pitcher for the Topes, left-hander Josh Rogers takes over on the hill. His 14th appearance of the year, 1-4 with a 9.32 ERA. Cade Marlowe will lead things off. Rogers' pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side. The third baseman, Shunk, right behind the bag, makes the catch in foul territory, and one pitch, one out at the bottom of the sixth. So Marlowe fouls out, and now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach is 0-2 so far today. We'll get caught up on our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double A team Arkansas lost last night to the Astros affiliate Corpus Christi 6-3, a home loss for the Arkansas Travelers. So there's a strike to Deloach. Connor Hoover, a two-run homer for the M's double A team. They're 15 games over 500 despite that loss. Here's a liner into left field. Base hit for Deloach going to the opposite field with a hit against the left-hand pitcher. And Deloach is on. He has now reached base in 31 straight games. He reached out an error earlier in this game, but that does not count for an odd base streak. Not my rule. That's the official rule. So the streak was not extended until he got a hit or a walk or a hit batter. And there was his hit. Pitch to Adam Engel is bounced foul. There's strike one. Elsewhere on the farm, Advanced A, Everett kind of had a dud at Tri-Cities last night, losing 7-2. Got a two hits and a homer from Hogan Windisch. 0-1 pitch to Engel. Swing and a miss, strike two. Loe Modesto won big last night in the California League. Beat the Diamondbacks affiliate Visalia 10-1. That was a road win for Modesto, too. 19-year-old Gabriel Gonzalez had three hits, scored two runs. He's batting 340 for Modesto. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Engel. And the catcher down there, Freddy Batista, keeps putting up huge offensive performances. And he was 3-for-5 with his 15th double last night. Drove in a couple of runs. 0-2 from Rogers is high and outside for a ball, 1-2. And we'll wrap up our Mariner Farm Report by taking a dive into the Arizona Complex League. So now the 1-2 to Engel misses ball two. Lazaro Montes is a large man-child that the Mariners have in the Arizona Complex League. He's 17 or 18, and apparently he is humongous. I've never seen him. This is what I've read. 2-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Engel is going to challenge it. So we go to the automated ball strike system now as Engel has challenged the call from plate umpire Cody Clark. First Rainier's challenge of this game. And the automated system says it was indeed a strike, and Engel is rung up for the second out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First missed challenge for Tacoma. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Everyone always laughs when there's a challenge and it's right down the middle of the plate. Except for, you know, the hitter. Here's the pitch to Hummel. And it's in there for a strike. So Lazaro Montes, in his first season in the U.S., had three hits, two doubles, three runs batted in yesterday in the Arizona Complex League. They say he physically looks like Yordan Alvarez. No one's saying he's going to hit like that. But physically, he looks like the Astros star, and he's a teenager. Next pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Or 1-1 to Hummel. Next pitch coming. Down low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, 2-2. Two-two pitch from Rogers, swung on and stroked into left field. Heron on the move, can't cut it off, and it's going to go through to the fence. On his way to third is DeLoach. Eric Ferris is waving him in. And DeLoach is going to score. It's an RBI double for Cooper Hummel. And the Rainiers lead it 5-1. DeLoach scores all the way from first base on a two-out RBI double off the bat of Hummel. And the Rainiers tack on another run here in the sixth. Hummel with his seventh double and 16th run batted in. And he's hit safely in his last four games. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Next pitch, swung on, a little broken bat blooper into center, and that's going to fall for a hit. Hummel's motoring around third. He's going to score. Colin Moran loops a two-out RBI single into center field, and the Red Deers make it 6-1. Moran's driven in three runs. And the inning continues with Mason McCoy coming to the plate now. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Going back two hitters, that Cooper Hummel double came off the bat at 109 miles per hour. 1-0 up and away to McCoy. That is a hard hit ball that Hummel had. No wonder Heron wasn't able to cut it off, ranging into the gap. 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. McCoy well out ahead of the count. Three balls, no strikes. Three-oh pitch in there for a called strike, 3-1. Swing and a foul down the left field line towards the party decks, which are full tonight. Nice crowd on this Saturday night of Father's Day weekend. Now a swing and a grounder to third off the glove of Shunk, and it bounces to the shortstop Stovall, and everyone's safe. Moran takes second, and McCoy is on at first. Trip to the mound by the pitching coach, Chris Mahalik. They scored that an error on Shunk at third base. So two on, two out for Haggerty. So two on, two out for Haggerty. As the conference on the mound breaks up, Haggerty's 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored. And the pitch from Rogers is a breaking ball down low, ball one. Next pitch, low, and a pickoff throw to first, and they got him. The catcher serving, firing down to Morales, who picked off McCoy at first base, and Mason can't believe he just fell for that one. That's the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pickoff ends the inning. Two runs for Tacoma in the sixth on three hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Six to one to Tacoma. We go to the seventh inning. New pitcher Nolan Blackwood in his first pitch to Michael Tolia is fouled away. That is strike one. Blackwood in relief of Ryder Ryan, who went two innings, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Next pitch to Tolia is a check swing on a pitch down low, and he went around, says the umpire, and the third base umpire ringing up Tolia. So it's 0-2. Blackwood's appearing in his team-leading 25th game. 2-3 with a 6.44 ERA. He misses up high for a ball. Now the 1-2 pitch. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two coming. Down and in for a ball, and it's a full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff, and it is just outside, ball four, and Tolia has a leadoff walk, but wait a second, the Rainiers are challenging this. Brian O'Keefe calling for the challenge, the Rainiers catcher. So we go to the automated ball strike system, and did that catch the edge? It did catch the edge. And Tolia, instead of going to first base, goes to the dugout for the first out of the inning. Rainiers win the challenge, and Tolia strikes out on a very close full count pitch that caught the outside edge. It just did nick the outside edge. So one out, and now Aaron Shunk is the batter, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to shallow right center. Racing in is Deloach. He can't reach it, and the ball skips past him, but Trammell was there to back up, and it's a single for Shunk. A little plop, pop fly single for Aaron Shunk. And now Trevor Boone is the batter. Boone's 1-for-2 with an infield hit. Well, a big day for players making their major league debut today. We talked about Zach Remillard for the White Sox, who had the game-winning hit and the game-tying hit against the Mariners today in his first big league game, as there's a pitch outside to Boone. The Angels were playing at Kansas City earlier today, and they blew a huge lead. They were ahead 8-2 at the seventh inning stretch, and they lost the game. And they lost it in the bottom of the ninth on a walk-off RBI single hit by a Royals call-up named Samad Taylor, who was in his major league debut, and it was his first big league hit, the game-winning hit, as there's a swing and a miss by Boone. And that ended a Royals 10-game losing streak. They'd lost 10 in a row. They were down 8-2 at the seventh inning stretch, and they win the game of the ninth on a game-winning hit by a guy who was playing for Omaha yesterday. Next pitch was a strike to Boone. It's one ball, two strikes. Blackwood's pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on and bounced on a high hop towards McCoy, who charges and has it and throws to first in time to get Boone for the second out of the inning. The runner moves up. Shunk takes second, and there are two outs and a man in scoring position for Brian Servin. Servin's 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs so far. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 delivery. Inside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch called, a strike, 1-2. Blackwood trying to close out the top of the seventh. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets Servin, and that does indeed finish off the Topes in the top of the seventh. No runs on a hit. No errors. And one man left. It's the stretch here in Tacoma. Red Ears leading Albuquerque 6-1.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the traditional playing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, segued into Taylor Swift, of course. Top of the order coming up at the bottom of the seventh. Sam Haggerty leading things off, and he takes the first pitch from Josh Rogers down low for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty's 1-for-3 with an infield single so far. And the pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Rogers to the plate and misses outside. Three balls, no strikes. Rio pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. And now a swing and a drive to left center field. This is well struck. Back it goes, and it's nearly a homer. It hits the wall. Haggerty is going to check in at second base with a double. The relay throw in got loose for a moment on the infield grass, but Haggerty just stops at second base. A leadoff double in the seventh. This nearly got out of here to left center. We've seen Trammell and Moran hit homers to left. And then we've seen Marlowe hit one similar to the ball that Haggerty just hit that went for a triple Marlowe's was a little closer to the top of the wall. As a pitch to Trammell is now in there for a strike. Rainier's getting some extra base hits today. Five extra base hits among their nine total hits in this game. Oh, one pitch to Trammell, and this is roped to right field, but right there is Trevor Boone to make the catch. Tagging at second is Haggerty. He advances to third on that rocket of a liner off the bat of Trammell. Trammell stinging it today. So runner at third with one out, and now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. Isotopes bring the infield in. O'Keefe with the RBI opportunity here. He's been quiet today, 0 for 3. He takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, one pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled back. So keeps behind at the count here, 1-2. He'd just like to hit a fly ball into the outfield and score Haggerty from third. 1-2 pitch coming from Rogers, and it's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Albuquerque has bullpen activity with left-hander P.J. Poulin warming up. The Rainiers have Juan Ten warming up in the pen. 2-2 to O'Keefe. Bounce towards third. This will get the run in, maybe. Fielded by Shunk, throws home, but they tag Haggerty for the out. I thought it might be hit slowly enough to bring in Haggerty, and that's what he thought, too. Haggerty went for it, breaking towards the plate, but Shunk fielded it and made a quick throw to Servin right on the money, so Servin could catch the throw and not have to move his mitt as he applied the tag on Haggerty sliding in. That was nicely done by Shunk and Servin to record the out. So a fielder's choice and a runner at first now with two outs, and Cade Marlowe the batter, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Marlowe's 1-for-3 with a triple and an RBI back in the third. And he swings and bounces one towards Shunk at third, who fields it and fires to first for the out. And the inning is over. The Red Ears miss an opportunity here. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Juan Ten is in from the bullpen. Nolan Blackwood went one inning, allowed one hit, no run, struck out two. 10 last pitched on Thursday. And he went two scoreless innings in that game, and that was his first appearance in 9 days. And now he's pitching on 1 day's rest. Leading things off is Jonathan Morales, and the first pitch from 10 is a slider in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Morales has walked and grounded out and driven in a run. 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Marlowe back, and he makes the catch, ranging towards left center. And that is the first out of the eighth inning. A fly out to the left fielder, Cade Marlowe. And now Hunter Stovall is the batter. Right here's have used four pitchers today. Tommy Malone, Ryder Ryan, Nolan Blackwood, and now Juan Tan. And they are working on a combined three-hitter. Pitch to Stovall, swung on, grounded up the middle, and it's a four-hitter as that gets through into center. So Stovall with a grounder through the center of the diamond. A one-out single in the eighth. And now Jonathan Daza is the batter. Daza 0-2 with a walk so far. And this pitch is grounded right up the middle and into center field. Another base hit, and moving up to second is Stovall. Daza singles up the middle. Two very similar grounders up the middle for base hits for the Isotopes by Stovall and Daza, and they have a couple of men on with one out. And Jimmy Herron now coming to the plate. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Juan Ten for a moment. The Rainiers should have their end-of-the-game duo of Riley O'Brien and Matt Festa ready today. They both did not pitch yesterday after working on Thursday. We'll see if they're needed. Two on, one out. Herron at the plate. A five-run lead for the Rainiers. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh coming from 10, and it is outside for a ball, 2-0. Ten with a 2-0 pitch, and it's outside, ball three. And the 3-0 is called a strike, 3-1. Cole Tucker is on deck, and Michael Tolia after him. Three-one pitch. And it's inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Stovall to third, Daza takes second, and Herron with the walk. And suddenly Albuquerque is in a position in which they could get right back into the game with a big hit. And they have their 3-4 hitters coming up. Tucker is 0-3 today with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now 10 with the 0-1 pitch, and there's strike two on the inside edge, and Juan's out ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. A couple weeks ago, Juan Ten was pitching for the Mariners in a Saturday game, and the quip was that Juan Ten is on the mound right now, and he's also Juan Ten is also what time tomorrow's game is. Here's a swing and a bouncer to the left of the mound. Ten fields it, throws home, and they get the forced out on the lead runner there for the second out of the inning. Stovall forced out at the plate. Ten came off the hill to his right, backhanded it, and just fired kind of sidearm to O'Keefe for the force out at home to get the lead runner. Good play by Ten. So Tucker reaches on a fielder's choice. He's at first, Heron at second, Daza at third, two outs for Tolia. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Ten about how they're going to face the Isotopes cleanup hitter, who surely has the power to make it a one-run game with one swing. That's the outcome the Rainiers do not want to see. Tomorrow's game, by the way, in Tacoma is 135, and we don't have any players with that name. Tolia settles in. He's 0-3 with a pop-up and two strikeouts. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is hit in the air to left. It's deep. Back is Marlowe at the track. He can't get it. It's gone. An opposite field. Grand slam home run for Michael Tolia. And it is a one-run game. Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 5. The product of Gig Harbor High School goes deep at Cheney Stadium as a visiting player with the Albuquerque Isotopes. A grand slam for Tolia. His second home run of this series. He had been very quiet in this series the last couple of games, and then now he has awakened with a grand slam to left. His 11th homer of the year. And we've got a one-run game. Pitch to Aaron Shunk is in there for a called strike. Tolia. As the pitch is inside for a ball, he's now 4-for-21 in this series, but with two homers. And that one was a big one, obviously. Now 10 with the 1-1 pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air to center, and there's Trammell waiting, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Albuquerque gets a grand slam from its cleanup hitter, Michael Tolia. Four runs on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 5. New pitcher for the Topes, P.J. Poulin. A lefty takes over. Zach Deloach stands in. He's 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and he swings at the first pitch there, strike one. Poulin's been in 7 games this year, 1-1 with a 3.75 ERA. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Josh Rogers went 2 innings, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 1 strikeout. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and blooped into left field. On comes Heron. He's there and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Deloach flies out to left field. Now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, that pitch has been challenged by Albuquerque, and the umpire was right. It was indeed outside, so a missed challenge for the Topes. And the count remains 2 balls, no strikes to Engel. When it gets late in the game and your team hasn't had any wrong challenges yet, as was the case for Albuquerque until a moment ago, you might as well start using them. So here's a pitch in for a strike. 2-1. Although in a one-run game with the Isotopes coming to the plate of the ninth, they probably want to keep them now that they've lost one. Here's a grounder foul, third base side. There's definitely some strategy and some metagame to the use of the challenges. You don't want to burn them early in the game, especially if it's a close game. You want to have a challenge in your pocket. Here's the 2-2. And there's a check swing foul. Still 2-2 to Engel. Two balls, 2 strikes. And Poulin is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's outside, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff. Inside, ball 4, and Engel heads down to first base, drawing a 1-out walk. Now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel had a double his last time up, drove in a run. He's 1-for-2, has also drawn a walk. And this pitch is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count. A Now Hummel uses a challenge and loses it. That pitch was indeed a strike, so the Red Ears are down to their last challenge, and they should probably save it for the night. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. In the ninth inning, the Isotopes have Trevor Boone, Brian Servin, and Jonathan Morales coming up. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 coming. And it's inside. It nearly hit Hummel on the back leg, but he was able to step out of the way. Three balls, one strike. Brand won the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. And the count's full, 3-2. So 3-2 to Hummel, taking some time to walk that last foul tip off. Now here comes the 3-2 pitch. With a runner going, and it is lined into right, and that's a base hit. And hitting the bag is Engel at second. He's on his way to third. The throw there, the tag, safe at third base on a close play. Engel got his foot on the bag ahead of the throw from Boone, who uncorked a very nice throw to third and nearly got Hummel. Boone came up firing and put this throw right there, and Hummel barely got his foot on the bag. It's time to be safe. Or that's part of me, that's Engel sliding into third. Hummel with the base hit. So runners at first and third with two outs for Colin Moran, who has a couple of hits and a walk today. And has driven in three of the Red Ears' six runs. And they could use another RBI from the veteran Moran right here. Lopez went out for a brief discussion about that previous play. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, and one the count. Runners at the corners with one out, and the pitch is yanked foul down the first baseline. Moran out in front. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Moran. And the pitch with a runner going from first is outside. Throw to second, not in time. Stealing second is Hummel. And that takes the double play out of effect. Hummel with his 16th steal of the year. And now two men are in scoring position with one out. The count's a ball and two strikes on Moran. And the Isotopes bring the infield in. Rainiers lead 6-5. We're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and lined into right field, a base hit, and Engels scores. Hummel will stop at third. An RBI single for Colin Moran, who's having a huge game, and the Red Deers now lead it 7-5. Moran is 3-for-3 with a homer and 4 runs batted in. Runners at the corners now for McCoy. And the pitch from Poulin is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming. And this is popped up in the air to shallow center. Will it be deep enough to score the run? Daza makes the catch, tagging is Hummel. The throw to the plate is not in time. It's cut off. Hummel scores, and the Red Deers make it an 8-5 lead on the sacrifice fly off the bat of McCoy. So Mason McCoy picks up Hummel from third. McCoy's 36th. RBI of the season. And now Haggerty hits. He's 2-for-4 with a single and a double. And Poulin, the lefty, with his pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Pitch inside, and it hit Haggerty on the hand. That stings, and he is in some pain. Haggerty will be checked by the Red Deers trainer, Eric Quinney. And so it's the left hand. Haggerty moving his fingers around at the request of trainer Eric Quinney. Well, they continue to check on Haggerty out near first base. Meanwhile, a trip to the mound by the Albuquerque pitching coach, Chris Mihalik. Trammell's going to be the batter. And Haggerty's going to stay in, at least for now. The trainer, Eric Quinney's on his way back to the Tacoma dugout. The conference on the mound is breaking up. Here's the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Trammell. Right here is now leading 8-5, two on, two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Trammell's 2-for-4 with a single and a homer, and has 3 balls hit hard in this game. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, 1-2. Mountaineers now with 11 hits in this game, 8 runs on the board. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's a fastball a little bit off the plate outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Poulin ready. The pitch is a breaking ball called strike three. Trammell immediately challenges. And if he loses this, the Red Ears are out of challenges. We go to the automated system, and Trammell was correct. That pitch was indeed inside, so it's overturned. And Trammell keeps his at bat alive. Two and two to Taylor Trammell. Now Poulin ready. And the next pitch is on its way. And it is a called strike three, and oh no, another challenge. Back-to-back challenges as Trammell. That was a full count pitch, so he knows he's either out or he's walked. And this time the umpire was right. It caught the bottom of the zone. And Trammell has indeed struck out, and that wraps up the eighth inning, and it also means the Red Ears have no challenges remaining, which could be important in the ninth. Hopefully these two runs here at the bottom of the eighth mean that it won't be important. 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 8, Albuquerque 5.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma leading Albuquerque 8-5. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Riley O'Brien comes in a save situation. He has 3 saves this year. 1-2 with a 1.05 ERA in 22 games. 25 2/3 innings pitched. He struck out 39 and walked 14 with 18 hits allowed. O'Brien will face Trevor Boone, Brian Servin, and Jonathan Morales. Here's his first pitch to Boone, and it's a breaking ball outside, ball one. Boone able to lay off of it. Now the 1-0 coming from O'Brien. And there's a fastball outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 coming. And there's a fastball called a strike at the D's, 2-1. Challenged by Boom. And we're going to be doing this a lot in the ninth probably because Albuquerque has only one wrong challenge. But that pitch was indeed a strike, so that's their second incorrect challenge, and they are down to one now. So this is when the challenge system gets kind of aggravating when you start seeing it pitch after pitch. The 2-1 to Boone is swung on and fouled back, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 is a curveball for a called strike three, and Boone goes down looking, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. So O'Brien strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Brian Serban is the hitter. Serban's 0 for 3 with two groundouts and a strikeout. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch, swung on, grounded towards short, backhand pickup by McCoy, throw to first in time for the out, and two men are gone here in the ninth. This was a difficult play made to look easy by Mason McCoy. Moving into the hole and slinging it to first base to get Servin. Another nice play by the Red Ears wizard at shortstop, Mason McCoy. Red Ears are an out away from victory. Morales now the batter, 0 for 2 with a walk and an RBI, and the pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Morales. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike two. O'Brien's ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way. And outside for a ball. 1-2. Red Ears trying to get back to 500. Trying to take the lead in this series. Trying to put themselves in a position to win the series in the finale tomorrow afternoon. Got to get this last out to do all that. O'Brien is set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it is a check swing on a ball in the dirt. And Morales held up in time. Two balls, two strikes. The on-deck hitter for Albuquerque is the shortstop Stovall. Two-two pitch coming. And here it is. Outside in the dirt, a curveball that got away from O'Brien. Full count now, 3-2. Brian comes set. Here we go. The three ball, two strike pitch to Morales is on its way. And it is a breaking ball that is low for ball four. And the ball bounced away from O'Keefe, so it's a live ball. And he has to go retrieve it. But Morales has walked. And so Albuquerque stays alive. A two-out walk, and now Hunter Stovall is the batter. Stovall's 1-for-3 with a single so far this evening. Tying run is in the on-deck circle. O'Brien with a pitch, and it is taken down low, ball one. So O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to O'Brien for a moment. O'Keefe's back behind the plate again. O'Brien's ready. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And it is in there for a called strike with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And that evens things up 1-1. Now O'Brien is set. Here comes his 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and popped up behind first, giving chase is Hummel in foul ground. He can't get it. It lands for strike two. Hummel was close to making a what would have been a great play, but he came up just a little short. It was just barely out of his range. So one ball, two strikes to Stovall. Runner at first, two outs of the ninth. Red Ears lead 8-5. And O'Brien's ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a curve. Down goes Stovall, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears are winners today. 8-5, the final score. And the Red Ears get back to the 500 mark for the year at 34-34. And the Red Ears have taken a lead in this series, 3-2. They're going to try to win the series in the finale tomorrow afternoon here at Genie Stadium on Father's Day at 1:35 p.m. Red Ears take it to 8-5, the final score. We'll recap it and have a complete look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Red Ears win. They beat the Topes today 8-5, and Tacoma now leads this series 3-2 over the Colorado Rockies AAA affiliate. The Red Ears jumped out early today at Tommy Malone on the mound. He pitched a scoreless top of the first. The Red Ears were facing Noah Davis for the first time ever. He pitched the bottom of the first, and the second batter for the Red Ears, Taylor Trammell, lined a homer to left center field, a line shot for his fifth homer of the year, and the Red Ears were up one zip. We went to the second inning. Zach Deloach reached on an error. He was still aboard with two outs when Colin Moran connected for a two-run homer to left field, his fourth of the season. He had a big game today, Moran, and that gave the Red Ears a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the second. In the third, facing reliever Phillips Valdez, Sam Haggerty and Taylor Trammell hit singles. But Brian O'Keefe hit into a double play, so there was a runner at third with two outs. But Cade Marlowe made sure the Red Ears scored in this frame by tripling off the top of the fence in left center. His team-leading fifth triple of the year. It scored Haggerty, and the Red Ears were ahead 4-0 in the third inning. Malone was limited to 55 pitches today. He tossed four shutout innings of no-hit ball. We went to the fifth, and the Red Ears changed pitchers, brought in Ryder Ryan. Albuquerque got a run back on a base hit by Aaron Shunk, an infield single by Trevor Boone, and a couple of grounders in the infield, the second one off the bat of Morales, scoring Shunk and making it 4-1. But the Red Ears kept tacking on runs, always important in the Pacific Coast League. They got two more in the sixth against reliever Josh Rogers. A one-out single from Zach DeLoach got things started. Then with two outs, Cooper Hummel doubled sharply to left center field to drive in DeLoach from first base. And then Hummel would score on a Moran RBI single up the middle that made it a 6-1 Tacoma lead in the sixth inning. Those runs became important because in the eighth inning with Juan Ten on the hill, Albuquerque loaded up the bases with two outs for their cleanup hitter, Michael Tolia. And the big guy connected a grand slam home run to left field here at Cheney Stadium. An opposite field homer for the switch hitter. His 11th of the year, the salami suddenly made it a one-run game. It was Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 5. But the Red Ears calmly went about tacking on insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. With one out, Adam Engel drew a walk. Hummel singled to right. And runners were at second and third after a steal by Hummel of second base. Colin Moran then had a base hit into right field. His third hit of the game, it scored Engel and made it a 7-5 Red Ears lead. Moran finishing with four runs batted in a 3-for-3 performance. And then Mason McCoy followed with a sac fly that brought in Hummel and gave the Red Ears the 8-5 lead. Riley O'Brien closed it out, and it's a win for the Red Ears. Final totals in today's ball game. First for the visiting Red Ear, for the victorious Red Ears. 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Albuquerque scores 5 runs on 6 hits, makes 2 errors, leaves 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Ryder Ryan. He goes to 3-2. The save to O'Brien, his fourth. And the loss goes to Noah Davis. He is 0-2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 22 minutes, and the attendance 6,491. With the win, the Red Ears get to even again on the season, 34-34. Albuquerque falls to 26-42. The final game of this homestand is tomorrow at 1:35. Tacoma starts Kyle Hart against Luis Sessa of Albuquerque. For the streaming radio broadcast, tune in early at 1:20 as we will have a pregame interview with pitching coach Jairo Cuevas about his background and how he got to be the Red Ears pitching coach this year. We'll visit with the Red Ears pitching coach on the pregame show tomorrow starting at 1:20. Red Ears win it 8-5. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Red Ears win. They beat Albuquerque 8-5. Now let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. White Sox beat the Mariners in 11 innings today, 4-3. Tough one for the M's. The White Sox tied it with a run in the ninth inning. An RBI single by Zach Remillard, a rookie making his Major League debut for the White Sox. He tied it up with an RBI single against Paul Sewald in the ninth, and then had the game-winning hit in the 11th inning when he singled in a run against Tyler Saucedo. Mariners missing opportunities with that automatic runner to score the winning run in the bottom of the 10th and again to score the tying run in the bottom of the 11th. J.P. Crawford led off the game with a homer for the M's, and Teoscar Hernandez continued his hot hitting with two hits and an RBI, but the Mariners back under 500 at 34-35 after the loss to the White Sox today. Other American League games, Twins shut out Detroit 2-0 in a big league bullpen game. The Twins used six pitchers to combine on a three-hit shutout. Texas knocked off Toronto 4-2 as Josh Jung and Jonah Heim hit back-to-back homers in the second inning. The Angels blew an 8-2 lead at the seventh inning stretch at Kansas City and lost 10-9. Kansas City ending a 10-game losing streak. They had a rookie with a game-winning hit, Samad Taylor. First big league hit, a walk-off RBI single for the Royals. Yankees and Red Sox postponed in Boston. They are going to do a day-night split doubleheader, I guess, tomorrow at Fenway. Interleague play, the Cubs have won five in a row. They beat the Orioles 3-2 behind the pitching of Justin Steele, who's been pitching like an all-star. He might be at T-Mobile Park next month. 7-2 with a 2.71 ERA for the Cubs. Phillies in 12 innings beat the A's 3-2. Kyle Schwarber with a go-ahead RBI single in the 12th. The Phillies have won five in a row. Cincinnati is red hot. They blasted the Astros 10-3. Will Benson, three hits, two runs batted in. Hunter Green went six innings and picked up the win. And Blake Snell won a revenge battle against Tampa. The Padres shut out the Rays 2-0. Snell went six scoreless innings with 12 strikeouts against his former team. And in progress right now, Cleveland and Arizona are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning in Arizona. National League scores. Marlins beat the Nationals 5-2 as Braxton Garrett went six innings for the win. St. Louis knocked off the Mets 5-3 in a battle between reeling troubled teams right now. Wainwright got the win, though, for the Cardinals pitching into the seventh. His career win number 198, so he's getting close to 200. The Braves had a first-inning grand slam from Matt Olson, and Cruz do a 10-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee shut out Pittsburgh 5-0. Wade Miley, five scoreless for the Brew Crew. And the Giants got medieval on the Dodgers today, 15-0 at Dodger Stadium. I'm sure the fans enjoyed that one at Dodger Stadium. Just kidding. J.D. Davis with a grand slam as part of the Giants' attack. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears beat Albuquerque 8-5. We'll be back with more after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers win. They beat Albuquerque 8-5. And while there was definitely some good pitching in this game, Tommy Malone, four scoreless innings. Nolan Blackwood, a scoreless inning. Ryder Ryan got charged with a run, but he threw well. And Riley O'Brien, scoreless ninth to close it out. But this one really is a story of the hitting. The Red Ears had 11 hits today and scored eight runs. They hit a couple of homers with Trammell and Moran going deep. Cade Marlowe hit a long triple. Big RBI double that was a rocket off the bat of Hummel. And Moran getting three hits and driving in four runs today, a game that he needed. And the Red Ears get the victory today, 8-5, the final over Albuquerque. Other final scores today, playoff-bound Oklahoma City beat Salt Lake 14-5. The Dodgers have already clinched the first-half title. Round Rock knocked off El Paso 7-4. Sugar Land, a big winner over Sacramento 10-3. And it looks like Reno and Las Vegas are going to be playing deep into the desert night in Vegas. It is Las Vegas 10, Reno 6 in the fourth inning right now. Well, the Rainiers will be back at it tomorrow in the day game at 1:35, final game of the homestand. Kyle Hart starts for Tacoma, Luis Sessa for Albuquerque. It was the same matchup that we had in the series opener on Tuesday, and that was a very well-pitched game that the Rainiers won 3-2, so maybe we'll have another game like that tomorrow. We'll start the streaming broadcast at 1:20, the radio-style broadcast, and tune in early if you care to. We will have our weekly interview tomorrow with pitching coach Jairo Cuevas. Already recorded it today, so we've got that ready to go tomorrow. That starts at 1:20. Ball game begins at 1:35. Big crowd expected here at Cheney Stadium for Father's Day, of course. And also, check the weather. There's a chance you might need to bring a raincoat tomorrow. We're not... It's hard to tell right now, to be honest, looking at the radar and whatnot. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But certainly plan on playing baseball here on Father's Day at Cheney Stadium tomorrow. We'd love to see you out here. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 8, Albuquerque 5. Have a great rest of your Saturday night.